One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, so many people want to know ways to lose weight. It's still a hot topic, regardless that the first of the year has passed. But now, of course, people still want to know, what can I do? I want to tell you something. That really what it comes down to are some basic concepts. And really, if you stick with the basics like anything else in life, then you can be successful. So a couple of things you want to think about. Number one, you want to move. Man, it sounds like common sense, but it's true. You know, the average person sits about 6 to 8 hours a day or more, whether it's behind the job, behind the wheel, whatever it might be, and people sit. Now, studies have shown that if you sit longer than 6 hours, or 6 hours or longer, you start to shave years off your life. The body was designed to move. So we got to get out and get moving. So burning calories is more than just a formal workout. Let's take the stairs instead of the elevator. Here's some ways you can get in those extra calories. Of course, park your car at the end of the parking lot. Stop driving around in circles looking for a place up front. Really get your butt out of the car and walk. My goodness. Take your dog for a longer walk. And, of course, get up and visit coworkers' desks instead of sending emails. I think you need to send the emails because you'll start chit-chatting and that'll come into work time, but that's because I'm a business owner. Anyway, plan more activities such as playing soccer with your kids in the backyard or power walking with your friends at the mall. That doesn't involve sitting still, so if you think about it, there are plenty of reasons every day to get up and get moving. That's a chapter in my book, by the way, Get Moving, Make It Happen. Now, pumping iron is a big one. This is one of my favorites. This is where you'll find me just about every morning. Burning fat efficiently boils down to one thing, building more muscle. A major key to revving up your metabolism is muscle mass. Well, the reason muscles demand more energy from your body than fat does, the more muscle you add to your body, therefore, the more calories you'll be burning throughout the day. So add about 15 minutes of strength training exercises like lifting dumbbells, or doing crunches, lunges, and squats. To your fitness plan, do this 2 or 3 times a week in addition to plenty of cardiovascular training. Now, another one that's really good are squeezing in the little mini workouts. You know, the amazing thing is 10 minutes a day, literally surge training type workouts at 10 minutes a day, they have shown in study after study after study that you can get just as much out of a high-intensity type surge workout due to the effects it has on your hormones than you can even with like a 45-minute workout. So even those little 10-minute workouts can help make a big difference. So if it's a brisk walk around the block or jumping down to some push-ups and some stretches or some jumping jacks, whatever it is, make it happen. All right, when it comes to eating, here we go. I've got a newsflash for you. This is rocket science. Portion control. A few extra bites here and there may seem like no big deal, but think about it. Not paying attention to the portion size over and over again can completely sabotage your diet. No matter how strong your efforts are, that's so critical is to make sure your portions are small. Now, if you really crave food and you're always just so hungry you can't even control it, if you drink about an 8-ounce glass of water 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, it'll create a stretch reflex in the stomach, telling you your body is full. That's a great way to cut down. Now, eating breakfast is a big one. I don't know how many people I talk to here on the show and just throughout our business, emails and phone calls, and they say to me, you know, one thing I do is I always skip breakfast. You know, this really is, it's not just something mom taught you because she wanted you to eat when you were a kid. Like, medically, it really is a big deal when you skip breakfast. Because here's what happens. You sleep for 6 to 8 hours, so you're fasting, basically. You don't eat any food. Well, most people don't, unless you sneak up in the middle at 2 a.m. and you're eating Ben and Jerry's and no one knows about it. Yes, I'm talking to you. So, let's say you sleep through the night and you get up in the morning and you don't eat. Well, your body has just gone through a fasting state. Now, you're resting, so you're not really burning up a lot of muscle tissue. But if you jump out of bed, get a cup of coffee, and don't eat till lunch, or just eat like a granola bar, you're setting yourself up for all kinds of health issues, everything from diabetes by not eating enough and then throwing in a bunch of sugar. You're setting yourself up for inflammation in the digestive tract and a host of other issues because your body's going to begin to slow down its metabolism. It's going to think it's starving, or starvation mode, as they call it, and it'll begin to hold on to fat and burn up muscle tissue. Actually, you live off your muscle tissue first, and the body will hold on to fat. It's part of a innate mechanism that it has. So just focus on eating breakfast on a regular basis. Make it small. You know, doing a smoothie every single day is great. We have something called Daily Meal Complete. It's a complete organic meal replacement. You can go to the website, check it out, go to asusshow.com, and you can see that there. But that's what I do. I like getting up in the morning. I'm always on the move. I move quick. I work out in the morning. Got a lot going on. So I wanted something very simple. You can add fresh berries to it. You can add yogurt to it and really spice it up if you want to. But it's a great way to make a smoothie in the morning, kale leaves, whatever you want to do. It's phenomenal for your overall health. And it's easy. Don't do the cereal. Don't do the bagel. Don't do the breakfast sandwich at the fast food place. You don't need to. If you want something quick, make a smoothie in the morning with everything that you need and get out the door. Breakfast, critical. All right, drinking more water. It's a big one. So, again, not rocket scientists, but close, really. Drinking more water is a simple change you can make. It requires no equipment and costs you absolutely nothing but a little bit of effort. Come on now. And don't worry about peeing all the time. So what are you waiting for? Start guzzling. Not only is hydrating your body with clean, fresh water vitally important for your health, but it can also actually help you lose weight. We often mistake thirst or hunger. So upping the water intake will actually naturally help you feel more satisfied, curbing the urge to do any in-between meal snacking. And more water also is tasty and appealing. It's also been shown that drinking more water will help you lower body fat, and also support the body and other mechanisms. And if you don't like the taste of it, you can add lemon and lime, put a little stevia in there, and it'll taste like lemonade or limeade. I do it all the time. So find the fun back in fitness. And if you don't like working out, you don't like exercise, you don't want to play tennis, you just don't want to work out at all, don't like it, don't like activity, you'd rather sit on the couch and eat bonbons. Well, really, for exercise, you've just got to get moving. I don't care what it is. Mountain biking, trail hiking, swimming, dancing, you know, golf, skiing. Just don't count gardening as one. That drives me crazy. Well, you know, Dr. Ace, I garden. Okay, well, that's great. Go pick your snap peas out of there. But we got to get your butt moving. So we got to get out and do some exercise. Walking, just go out to your mailbox and back, walk around the neighborhood. Go to the mall. If it's snowing outside where you live, go to the mall and just make it happen. Get moving and have fun with it. Take a friend. Get an accountability partner. It makes a big difference. Snacking is another one. Eat small snacks in between your meals. I always say 3 meals a day, 2 to 3 snacks in between. Literally, it could be something simple like sliced turkey, picking nuts and fruits, some veggies, whatever it is. It'll keep your metabolism running on a regular basis. It'll cut down on the body's ability to go into starvation mode. That's a real key. So there's some tips to keep the metabolism up and to burn those calories. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend
Your Voice.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health is so much of who you are, who we are, really. And making it a priority is a key. So one thing I want to focus on, no matter what you're dealing with, is that you can change. And I think so many people get stuck in a rut and they think, well, I've been diagnosed with diabetes and cholesterol and I've had, you know, chest pain and my dad had a heart attack, grandpa had a heart attack, so I know it's coming down the pipeline. And the reality is you don't have to be stuck where you are. And the one thing I want to get you to understand is that you can make relatively minor changes in your overall lifestyle and your overall health, and it can lead to a huge, huge growth as far as what you can do. And so I just don't want you to feel stuck. When you get the diagnosis, you're taking the medicines, you feel like all hope is lost. It's not. Simple changes you can make every single day can take you to the next level with your health. It doesn't matter if you're 45 or 75. The body changes. Remember, it regenerates every single day. So each day, old cells die off, new cells form, and we get a brand new body about every year or so. So don't lose hope. That's the key. Diane, we're going to you now. How can I help?
Hi, doctor. My husband's 66, and he's facing surgery here in 1 week to remove about 12 inches of his colon. Mm-hmm. That's due to a diverticulitis that has formed a fistula to his bladder. Do you have recommendations for how to prepare for this kind of a surgery?
When did they make the decision they were going to do it? How recent?
We just found out today, he just saw the surgeon today that said that he saw the CAT scan that showed the fistula.
Okay. Yeah, with the fistula.
And the doctor's
they're going to have to, with that kind of surgery, they're going to have to do that. I mean, that's pretty standard. Fistulas are really tough to get to clear up, and they tend to recur often. But did they give you any lead time? Do they say it needs to happen immediately? Do they give you any type of time frame?
The main problem is he's developing bladder infection.
Constantly?
Due to the fistula. Yeah, it's pretty chronic. I mean, it's just started here in the last month. Mm-hmm. But he had a scope done of his bladder, and it had inflammation in it.
You know, that is a tough one. What I would do, just to say this, I would go and get another opinion from a completely different group from where he's going. It would be worth it just to see if there's anything else that maybe that doctor has seen in their training. I know there are some different methods out there on how to treat that. So you might want to go and see if another physician would go a different route. It's just the fistulas are really challenging. Is his lifestyle really good? Does he eat very healthy? Or is he like overweight, not eating healthy? What's kind of an overview of his lifestyle?
He has changed his lifestyle here in the past few years. He went gluten-free a few years ago. He does cheat, you know, now and then, but he tries to stay pretty much gluten-free, and he does eat basically healthy, but, you know, he does the same thing. He gets into the sweets once in a while, and so, and he is slightly overweight, probably 20 pounds overweight.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would get with some, I'd do two things, you want to know my thoughts, two things. I would get another opinion, and I would go also meet with, someone that does integrative medicine in your area. I would look them up and find someone that does integrative medicine and go and have a consultation with them and just see what they say. Because before you do that kind of surgery where they're going to remove, you know, part of that, I would do that. Because the information is only going to help you. And if you find someone that has some different treatment methods, then you're going to give yourself options. I'm never a fan when you're going to go in and remove anything from the body to just take one opinion. You want to get multiple opinions and gather the information, because someone needs to take time to look at the records. They need to look at all that's been tested, and they can give you a really good answer. So that's before you go in And this is my opinion. This is what I would do, okay? Before anybody goes in and cuts anything, unless it's just emergency, got to happen tomorrow, I would go get another opinion and have someone that does integrative medicine, because someone that does integrative type medicine can look at it from a different perspective, and they'll be really up on some of the techniques, depending on their specialty, that can really help you. So those are kind of my thoughts based around that, okay? Keep me posted. You can always email me or call me on the show and let me know what they say. 888-283-7272. Welcome back. We're talking about you, your health, and your life. And we're going to go to Cindy now. Hi, Cindy.
I've been suffering with anxiety, severe anxiety and depression for quite some time, like 10 years. And I've been on different medications. And right now, the anxiety is almost all day now. My problem is I'm kind of isolated. I don't want to get out of the house. I can't work. And I'm taking two medications, and I want to know if there's anything that I can cut out and add something else that I could have.
The main thing you want to do if you're dealing with anxiety is you want to focus in on your on the nutritional side, but you're dealing with GABA. GABA is a neurotransmitter, as you know, that is inhibitory. So there's certain foods that can affect GABA. Almonds, walnuts are a couple. Spinach, salmon, those are others. Most of the grains really affect it in a negative way, so it can actually increase anxiety levels. So cutting out the grains, breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, wheat, barley, all that for a period of time and seeing how your body responds can be quite helpful. A lot of supplementation out there that's very good. Your fatty acids, like omega-3 fats, your fish oils, vitamin B6, vitamin D, all have great research behind them. So you might want to take a peek into that to see how beneficial that would be for you. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go to the website. Check us out, asashow.com. Now, here's some interesting news I want to bring up. So guys, I don't know about you, but I'm really not into the whole reality TV thing. I'm just not into it. First of all, and I'm on the radio during that time, but I'm not really into it. I'm not a big TV watcher for the most part. Too much going on, way too much life to live than just to sit there staring at the tube. All right. They're saying that too much TV now is tied to lower sperm count in young men and older guys, too. So many watch 20 hours of TV a week. 20 hours of TV a week. I can't even imagine that. May have only half as many sperm as men who watch very little TV. On the plus side, 15 hours a week of moderate to vigorous exercise may also improve sperm count by as much as 73%. So, guys, turn the TV off and put on the running shoes. No doubt with that. Said senior researcher Dr. George Shavaro, assistant professor of nutrition and epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health, adopting a less sedentary lifestyle may have a positive impact on sperm counts. report was published online recently at the British Journal of Sports Medicine. To measure TV's effect on sperm, 189 men aged 18 to 22 were asked about their TV watching and exercise habits. They were also asked about other habits such as smoking and diet and whether they had any reproductive health conditions or suffered from any stress. So men who sat in front of the TV for 20 hours or more a week had sperm counts 44% lower than men who watched less TV, the researchers found. Now, although sperm count was lower, the sperm were healthy in terms of motility, shape, sample, and volume. So men who exercised 15 or more hours a week also had healthy sperm and more of them. So this, however, was among young men whose exercise routines were moderate to vigorous. So light exercise didn't affirm sperm count at all. The reason why TV was associated with a lower sperm count is unclear. It may be TV is a signal for other factors. However, the associations of TV watching and physical activity with sperm counts were independent of each other. What we cannot rule out entirely is that our finding for TV watching is specific or to TV sedentariness as general. So it's not clear whether TV loving guys would have trouble fathering children. The researcher said men in the study had not attempted to have children before. So we do not know how the fertility was matched with the TV watching. So we know that with other studies about TV, such as the ones done recently at Johns Hopkins University, it can affect the reproductive system. The results are unbelievable from a physiological standpoint, but it's difficult to conclude for sure that it's TV that lowers the sperm count. Other factors could account for the finding, which could be the men were watching TV had already undiagnosed conditions. I doubt that. Exercise and a sedentary lifestyle most likely had effect on the fertility. That's the one I go with right there. So, I mean, it is what it is. You got to be in a good, stable environment. You got to be active for everything to be working the way that it needs to, guys. Got to get moving. Get off the couch. Drop the weight. Drop the belly fat. And, of course, your testosterone levels will go up. And everything else will be going up the way that it needs to. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Or now, go to Jennifer right now. Jennifer, you're with us on the show. How can I help?
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My problem is I'm in stage 4 kidney failure, and just want to know if you could help me try to make my numbers go up. I'm about 26% right now, and I've had high blood pressure almost all my life, probably since I was 15 years old, and I think my kidneys are the cause of my high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a battle.
Yeah, it's a big battle that you have. Have you seen anyone that's helped you along the way from a natural perspective, or have you just done the conventional medicine?
Honestly, I've done a lot of research on my own, and I have to see an internist, you know, for the blood pressure medication.
Right.
But sometimes I just don't see it helping me, and I exercise, and that seems, honestly, my numbers have increased a little bit over the past 2 years just because of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And still, the blood pressure medicine has so many side effects.
It does. What is your age right now?
I'm 45.
Okay. Bless your heart. I can't believe that. That's amazing. Yeah, the side effects are not great. Which medication? Are you taking a beta blocker? What are you taking?
I'm on clonidine 0.2,
uh-huh,
and Inderol and Diovan right now. I've gone from 12 pills a day down to 3, though, in the past 5 years.
That's really great. Way to go. That's awesome. What is your height and weight?
I am 5'3 and I weigh 142.
Okay. And what is your goal? 125?
I'd love that, but a lot of people tell me that's not reachable at my age. But
oh, it's reachable. You're young.
I run about 4 miles a day,
yeah,
and walk 3, and I just can't seem to get my kidney numbers where I want them to be because they're looking at maybe a transplant when I reach about 15%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I need somebody to tell me the right direction to go because I don't want to go. I feel like I'm still too young.
You are too young.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But sounds like you got some really good doctors around you that are giving you some good guidance. I'll tell you a couple little things that are out there in kind of the natural world that have been helpful to people that have struggled with kidney issues. Now, you know, obviously, you want to stick on what they're telling you, and you want to stay with it. That's a key, because I do believe the medication makes a difference. But there's some things out there. I know one guy that did his own research. I was pretty impressed. He did his own research, and he started taking large amounts. He would eat these. They're juniper berries, and the juniper berries have properties in them that help regenerate the kidneys. Now, some would argue that that's not standard medical claim, you know, in a formal study. But, you know, from claims, of course, in Europe and some other studies that are not formal, they showed that the juniper berries help support kidney function. So anyway, you can look into that. Cayenne pepper at real high amounts has been shown to help the kidneys as well. So those two together from a natural perspective have shown some promise. So those are a couple of things I would look into. Now, your diet itself, are you eating? I know you probably got your protein cut way back. What does your diet look like on a regular basis?
Mainly, I'm just really trying to eat a lot of vegetables. I eat chicken. That's probably the only. I don't eat fish. I mainly just eat chicken just because I'm not a very good griller with chicken, you know. Really, it's just a lot of grilled vegetables, and I try not to eat a lot of dairy because the weight seems to go on if for some reason I eat dairy, but
sure.
It's mainly fruits and vegetables. I have a lot. I eat a lot of dehydrated fruits and vegetables, things like that.
I would. That's good. I would stick more to the vegetables and the fruits rather, to not do the dehydrated. Sometimes I can spike the sugar levels of the fruit a little bit, so that might be something you want to look at. Just one little tidbit, because I know if weight's an issue, but if you're how much protein are they letting you do a day? Do they give you kind of a goal?
No, they really never restricted me. He always just says whatever I'm doing, keep doing. But that's what kind of scares me sometimes about doctors. Sometimes I feel like I'm rushed in and rushed out. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but, you know, docs have a limited amount of time. They're trying to see a certain amount of patients a day because of insurance and all that. So, okay, well, your diet's going to play a big role. I'll tell you what I would do is I would get with a dietitian, and I would get with the reason is because they'll lay out a really good plan for you, and that way you'll take all the guesswork out of it because you don't need to be sitting around scratching your head. I mean, with the kidneys at that level, you definitely want to cut back your protein because the protein is a little bit harder on the kidneys when the body processes it. It can cause some issues within the kidney and make it work harder than it needs to. So cutting back the protein a little bit will help. Getting most of your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables and then getting healthy fats. Are you eating some of those fats like almonds and walnuts and that sort of thing or not so much?
I do. I eat a lot of nuts. I try not to eat too many because for some reason the calorie count bothers me.
Okay. So you're concerned
about
the weight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about gaining weight because I have been heavy before. Not that much heavier, but, you know, 20 pounds, and that's so hard to lose.
So you just don't want to ever get near that again, right?
I don't. And,
yeah. You
know, I try to, if I look at the calories and the fat, and I try to, when I read a lot of things, you know, I try to help myself. But, I could eat more nuts. I could, you know.
Well, the healthy fats, like fish oils and looking at things like that are just so beneficial to the body overall. I would just take a look at it. I mean, not that you have to, but it's just something to look at. But the juniper berries and the cayenne pepper and exercise are the top three. So you're already doing one of those. And get someone to guide you on the diet. I mean, even if you just meet with them once a month, they can kind of coach you through that process. Have someone that can walk with you and take you by the hand, because you need someone to guide you in this. But one thing is great, your attitude, and kind of that can-do attitude, I'm not going to give up, it really is going to carry you far. And I mean that, because so much of the body is psychosomatic. What goes on in our brain happens in our body. So look into some of those things. Keep me posted. You can always email me if you'd like. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do
you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Six best healthy fat foods coming up right now. We're going to talk about them. And, you know, when it comes to foods, I'm a foodie. I enjoy eating the right kind of foods, healthy foods. And when it comes to fats, everybody freaks out because they think fat still makes them fat. We are not stuck in the 90s. Folks, we've got to get up now to where we are because fat actually helps you burn body fat. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Fill up on fatty fish. Now, the oily type fish, salmon is one of them. Tuna, trout, all of these are phenomenal for omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol. We know that for a fact. Darlene Zimmerman, who's a registered dietitian at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, grilled, baked, or broiled, include fish for your heart-healthy diet at least twice a week for a total of 8 ounces. And try a recipe for grilled rosemary salmon. It's phenomenal. Go Greek with the olives and the olive oil. Olives are rich in monounsaturated fat. Add them to your salads or snacks and cook with olive oil whenever possible as part of a heart-healthy diet. Olive oil is made up of triglycerides that contain a very large percentage of monounsaturated fatty acids. So it's important that, you know, obviously cholesterol is monitored, but the olives and olive oil play a huge difference. 80% of olive oil is monounsaturated, primarily the omega-9 fatty acid known as oleic acid, and the high monounsaturated fats content of the olive oil is extremely cardioprotective. It cuts your bad cholesterol levels, helps prevent atherosclerosis, and can bump you up your HDL. Those are the good cholesterol. It's phenomenal stuff. Olives are great. Mix it with some goat cheese and it makes a great snack. So avocados are great too. This is one of my favorites. So, you know, just one avocado has about 35 grams of fat. Do you know that? That's not a lot. So it helps with good cholesterol. It's part of a heart-healthy diet and just great on a regular basis. So grab a handful of almonds and walnuts. Most nuts and seeds are good, healthy fat choices. But the almonds and the walnuts are the top of many experts' list as they're a part of a heart-healthy diet. The almonds and walnuts are quick, they're delicious, and easy for a mid-morning or a midday snack. Maria Hazley, who's a registered dietitian at the Eckert General Hospital, says that you can make your own trail mix by using your favorite ingredients and simply adding those to maybe a salad as well. Throw the flax seeds into the mix. Now, do the flax seeds, not the flaxseed oil. Great for the omega-3s. But you start getting into the oil, it becomes a little bit of a challenge. You can start affecting estrogen levels. Not a good thing, guys. You don't want estrogen to go up and your testosterone level to go down, or other things will be going down. Get cooking, but make sure you cook with coconut oil and also real butter. Canola oil, olive oil, they break down under heat and turn into a trans fat. You want to watch out for those. Grapeseed oil is a good one, too. Coconut oil, they all have great benefits to them. It's the heating element that I don't like with these. They can make a big, big difference. So these fats, you want to make sure they get the right kinds. You don't put them under heat, and they can be extremely beneficial. All of those are great. And remember, fat doesn't make you fat. Don't freak out over the fat. Make sure you're getting those in your diet on a regular basis. So important, fatty foods. Critical. Sue, we're going to go to you next. Darling, how can I help?
Hello.
Hi there. How can I help?
What do you think of the vegan diet, V-E-G-A-N?
Well, the vegan diet is fine. It depends on, you know, what direction you want to go with it. You're vegetarian. A lot of the vegetarians will still do fish and eggs and mostly vegetables. I don't like the amount of grains that people eat when they go vegan or vegetarian, and I don't like the soy products because I think soy, well, I know soy throws off the hormones. That's not a good thing. You want to avoid that as much as possible. But the grains, you get into gluten, and it can be a big disruptor, create more inflammation in the digestive tract. So you want to be a little cautious with all of that, and stay focused, because a lot of these things can really be a challenge. So that's my take. I think that the vegetables and the fruits and doing most of those can be beneficial, and doing that on a regular basis can be helpful. But, you know, again, you want to go somewhat easy on them, because I still like meat. I like things like bison. I think that it's some of the healthiest meat you can put in your body. And, of course, when it's hormone-free and antibiotic-free, when it's free-roam range, and it's just out in the wild, elk is another good meat, deer, venison. And all those are extremely helpful to your overall health and can be beneficial. So I always say look into it. You know, if you watch the movie or you really have a strong conviction about it, at least do fish and eggs. I think those proteins are necessary. You can get by with some of the pea proteins and that sort of thing, but I still think fish and eggs are pretty strong, and I stand by that. Not to knock it, because if you're doing it, that's cool. I'm just saying. Baby boomers, they're saying, are not as healthy as their parents. Kind of interesting. Despite the longer life expectancy over previous generations, the baby boomers have higher rates of chronic disease, more disability, and lower self-rated health than members of a previous generation. This was done at the University of West Virginia. So, interestingly enough, they're finding that we're still dealing, you know, these health habits of the prior generation is starting to catch up. So my hope is that we can make changes, that we can live a little better than our parents did, that we can provide a better health legacy to those coming up underneath us so they don't have to suffer with the diseases and they can thrive and have great health and great energy. That is my hope for what we do here and what we teach. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, you don't have to be stuck where you are. The body can change. You have to be willing to change. Check us out on the website. Need answers? Give us a call. We're back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Remember, go tell someone in your life something you learned, and we can impact their overall health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.